I did nothing. Okay. Welcome to the meeting, everyone. Just going to attempt to make this into a slideshow. Sorry, guys.
You actually did the function of things.
I did.
Oh, twice.
I'm just kidding. We're alone. Okay, we'll have to deal with it like this then. All right. This is the first meeting for developing a new product here. I'm Heather, I'm your project manager.
Hi.
Okay, so that was the opening. The first thing we'll do is get acquainted with one another. If everyone could go around and explain their role and their name.
Okay, my name is Poppy. I'm the industrial designer for this project. I'm going to be responsible for the functional design phase, also the conceptual design and the detailed design for the final product.
Nice to meet you, Poppy.
Okay. My name is Tara. I'm the user interface designer. I will also be responsible for the functional design phase, the conceptual design phase, and the detailed design phase of the user interface design.
Hi, I'm Genevieve. I'm the marketing expert. I'm an expert at marketing. I'll be telling you guys about the user requirement specifications for a new product. I'll be doing some trend launching in the conceptual design and product evaluation for the design phase.
Hi, I'm Heather, and I'm the product manager. Well, you can pretty much read what it is that I'm doing, but tool training is one thing that we're going to be doing today, as well as planning the project, how we're going to create this product and discuss our aims and objectives of this, which brings us to our next subject. As a team, we're going to be designing and creating a new kind of remote control. We want this to be a marketable product that can be trendy, completely new style, so that can really appeal to a generation that doesn't want a simple, plain kind of channel changer. And it needs to be user-friendly for maybe, for example, for people that can't see the numbers as well, or perhaps an ergonomic designer.
This is television remote control.
Yes, it's a television remote control. I believe I should be taking minutes on this right now. So, all right. So the way that we're going to go about this is we'll have a time where we can come up with new ideas alone and work on the project, and then after we've brainstormed and thought about, we can come together in a meeting and discuss what kind of functional design we want to use, same with conceptual design and detailed design. So making sure that it's usable, but as a and then it's feasible to create and come up with a concept of what we want it to look like. Tool training. Is it everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. one thing that we're going to do is become more acquainted with the tools that we have access to for our project. One of them is our whiteboard, and as a sort of team building moment, I'd like us to try out the whiteboard by expressing our favorite animal and the characteristics of the animal, why that should be your favorite animal. So I'm assuming that we could do that now.
Okay.
Okay. With our microphones still attached to our buttons.
Okay.
Holly for everyone's head.
Do you have elk where you come from?
Yes.
You do.
We have moose too.
You have moose in the deer? Yep.
We have sheep.
We have sheep, yeah, cows.
Majestic creature that in a way it looks kind of awkward because it's on skinny legs and but it can really overcome harsh terrain, and although it's gorgeous, it's also very dangerous because it has strong antlers, and it can really combat its enemies. Even like it's an herbivore, but really different. Very nice. Okay. I'm going to take minutes while you guys
okay.
express
okay.
your favorite animals.
I think I'm all over. I like all sorts of animals, but the one I'm going to draw a cat in memory of mine. I like cats because they're so independent and they always seem to be doing what they want to be doing. But that doesn't mean they're completely not sociable, because they enjoy interacting with humans as well, and they seem to enjoy the good things like sunshine and running around outside as well as being inside and enjoying their food. Generally, they just seem so cool, and they just know what they're doing. And I recognize them. They're very sculpted. They know what they want. Basically, that's why I like cats.
Right, it's gonna
really a really funny dog, because I'm not sure if I can draw a dog.
Well, there is different types of dogs. I'm sure it represents all kinds of dogs.
It's a Persian dog. I think, oh no. It's a scary Persian dog. That does not look
We can treat
kinda
that.
Like a person.
Thank you. I draw a dog. That's because it has a lot of power on. Right. You know what it's supposed to be. It's a dog.
Okay.
I like dogs because they're so good to humans. Like, they can be trained to be police dogs and CNI dogs, and they're just such friendly animals, and like, they're more of a companion than cats. I've
yeah,
got them against cats. Cats don't really like me, so I can't like them. But they're just so friendly and warm and nice animals. I don't want them back. Well, I spent the most time to think about it. I'm going to draw a butterfly, because I saw a butterfly yesterday that seemed to be like the symbol of spring arriving. And it was actually the prettiest butterfly I've ever seen out in the wild. And I thought that was pretty cool and scarlet. And it's like, well, it's a little pointier than that. At first I thought it was a dead leaf. And then it landed on the wall next to me. But this part was all brown and then had these big blue dots like this. And then it kind of, there was a green, I think it was a green ring, and there was like red going up like this.
It's kind of like a peacock.
Yeah, it kind of was actually, because this part of the body was really dull, and then it was like the most colorful, exotic butterfly ever. And I'm like, wow, this is the most Scotland in March. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it landed by a wall and let me look at it for about 2 minutes. I wish I had my camera. So that's going to be my favorite animal, because after all the snow, it seemed to say that like spring is finally here. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear the eraser buzzing while you do that?
Yes, I do.
Great. So now that we know how to use the whiteboard, next thing we need to address is our financial department to meet our budget. Well, not meet our budget, but more like what kind of a selling range we'll be looking at. I want to make this as a selling price of 25 euros. And so we have to come up with a way to create a remote control where we can, like, the price to create it will be significantly less. We'd like to make 50 million euro, assuming that's what the M means, and make it for an international market. One thing we have to think about internationally is in the design of like different kinds of VCRs, things like that, depending on which country you are. Another thing for the design team to think about. We want it to cost absolute maximum of 12 euro and 50 cents.
Okay, so we'll have 100% profit then? 12.50?
I'm bad at math.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now that that is underway, it is discussion time, so this is time for us to bring our initial ideas, any suggestions that you may have so far, and your personal experiences with remote controls, and areas you see that could be improved in your experience with them. Does anyone have any initial thoughts?
I find in the dark it's often hard to know what button you're pushing.
Mm-hmm. So it's something we could do to remedy that.
Okay. I just find that in our house, the remote control always goes missing. It's Always wiring the remote control. So maybe if you could have some kind of tracking device in the remote control or some signal that you could find out where it was, had a some kind of alarm, you can press a button on your wall.
That's a great idea.
So it always gets lost.
Do you just not find that like there's a lot of buttons on your remote control and you don't know what?
Yeah, they don't use hard.
Yeah.
Some remote controls are just kind of a hidden panel, so all those buttons that you don't really use unless
you're
programming
yeah,
or something,
that's
useful.
Yeah, it is.
So you just have like the number buttons, power button, TV video button.
Yeah.
Anything about the look of the remote control that you might have ideas about? Maybe it could be, instead of like a standard rectangular shape, it could be something more interesting, like any ideas we'll do at this point?
It can be shaped like a conch. Shell shaped remote.
And
novelty. Are we going into kind of novelty practice here? Like I've seen.
Well, if it's a trendy
like
original aspect we're going for, I mean, you're the designers, you can decide what kind of direction you want to go in, but at this point in the first meeting, you can be any ideas that we just throw out there.
So if we're heading to have it, like, make a huge profit out of this. It needs to be quite a universally accepted thing. Like a novelty thing might only sell a few things rather than like a general kind of more acceptable. But we don't want to go to a boring because that would sell out. So.
Yeah. And the key issue here is being trendy and original.
Yeah.
That does not necessarily mean it needs to be outrageous.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 5 minutes left. So just to cover, we have one more thing. Like you can go over your ideas, of course, in your own personal times. Our next meeting will be in half an hour, so you have half an hour to think about what you want to present, or not present, but bring to the meeting. ID, whatever that stands for.
Industrial design.
Industrial design, you have to remember these things. You'll be beginning your working design. UID, the technical functions design, will be worked on the next 30 minutes. Maybe how this can be achieved, and we need the user requirements from the marketing expert. You will get specific instructions of what to do in the next half an hour, and I'll see you in half an hour, okay?
Okay, thank you.